There is a Buddhist concept of the universe known as Indra's net, which is a vast, multi-dimensional net that stretches infinitely in all directions. And in each eye of the net, in this metaphor, is a single, brilliant, perfect jewel. And each jewel reflects every other jewel, infinite in number. And whatever affects one jewel affects them all. You might think of it like a spider web, each dewdrop reflecting all the others. The modern physicist might think of this as a metaphor for the quantum field, each particle intimately connected to every other. At the same time, each individual thing not hindered by or confused with all the other individual things. So becoming comfortable with this paradox appears to be what life is about, and also what meditation is about. So let's begin by finding a meditation posture that's comfortable for you. It helps to have your spine somewhat erect, have a regal, dignified posture with your heart area open. But also very important to be relaxed. Like a musical string, not too tight, not too loose. And you might begin with two or three full, complete breaths. Just really letting that air glide down deep into your belly and completely releasing it. Full inhalations and long, slow, complete exhalations. And then letting the breath relax to its own natural rhythm. Not trying to control anything. Just letting your awareness ride the waves of your breath. And making a commitment now to be still. To let stillness in the body invite stillness in the mind. And stillness in the mind invites stillness in the body. Let the body and the mind support each other. And then resting your awareness in your breath. Your breath filling your belly. Noticing the little pause between breaths. And letting yourself relax into the stillness of that tiny beat between breaths. When your mind wanders off, just naming what's happening, thinking, and gently bring yourself back to your breath. I'm calling to mind now an image of Indra's net, this vast web of which you are an intimate part. Feeling your connection to those around you. Those in your life now, those who have come before, those who will come after. Feeling your connection to your physical environment, the seat that supports you, the gravity that holds you in place. Feeling your connection to the trees, the birds, the animals, the landscape. All the people in your life, your inner circle, your outer circle, the strangers you come upon each day, all separate and yet part of this vast, beautiful, shimmering net. A net held together with light. The light that connects you to your loved ones, to the physical world. To the people who come and go through your day. You might picture that light as white light entering through the top of your head, bathing you in warmth, gently gliding down through you, filling your heart center, connecting you to the sun above, in the core of the earth below. Feeling how that light moves through you like a prism. The white light entering to the top of your head. And as you open your heart door, rainbow light moving out of your heart to shine on those around you, all of the beings in that vast, beautiful web. And feeling how their light touches you. Feeling bathed in the light of those who love you. Of those who came before you. Those who will come after you. Of strangers you've never met. Of trees and mountains. All of life. Feeling that light shine on you, connected to you, you connected to it. You don't need to have any particular feeling here. You can't do this wrong. Just focus on the image and let the image do its own work. The image of being connected in this vast web of life, your connection to everyone around you. Feeling light touch you and offering light to others. You might call someone to mind in particular, a loved one, a difficult person in your life, people you read about in other countries, a stranger you pass by every day. Letting that light come down through you and out to them. Setting aside any projections you may have about them. Seeing them not through the lens of their affliction or anything they're going through. Without denying difficulties they may be having, just seeing them in your mind's eye as whole and complete. Because when you see them that way, even silently, it helps them experience themselves that way, their true essence. Feeling how this net extends out in all directions to the right and to the left, before you and behind you, above you and below you, connected, life moving through you. Feeling how this web of life holds us, how it's alive and vibrating and vital. Letting that beautiful white light pour into you through your head and out of your heart. As rainbow colors. And now letting the image dissolve, closing your heart door because it's yours to open and close, knowing that you can open it again at any time. Whether to shine light on someone you love, on a pet, on someone you find difficult, on someone you don't know. The light is always there for you to receive and to offer. Letting all thoughts and images dissolve now, coming back to the breath. Back to that quiet space in the pause between breaths. That place of rest. With gratitude for life, with gratitude for our connection to all of life. May all beings be safe and free and protected from inner and outer harm. May they be happy and contented. May they be healthy and whole to whatever degree possible. May they experience ease of well-being. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be free.